Mark Myers, you are a very well-known estate agent in the Southwest, ex-Countrywide, ex-Foxtons. Now you set up your own business. You said to me when we before we started talking that negs shouldn't neg, valuers should. Talk to me.
The best agents and negotiators are the most experienced ones. Who own their own house and know the difference of valuing an extra 10,000 on a property, and then being able to actually achieve it. So, as an agent, inside my business, our prices are all built around promoting the connection of high skill with the client. And so I just don't understand why most agents have built a business on managers at the back of the office and negotiators negotiating a sale when they haven't got, they've never bought their own property, they've never sold their own property, and they've got the lowest skill in the business. It doesn't make any
Okay,
sense at
but
all.
surely someone not owning a property has no basis or relationship to them being able to negotiate.
Well, I think that as long as, if I was the valuer, if I was the customer, I'd want the most highly skilled guy
Yes.
to negotiate my deal.
So the fact that they're homeowners or not is irrelevant. Are you taking it's more down to skill and training?
Oh, you're right. You can have a great negotiator who's not a homeowner. I totally agree, but I think that quite often the valuers have been in the business for so long, they actually know how much a buyer they can read people better. They know how much a buyer might be
Life
prepared to
skills.
go up. They've got more life skills. They can stand up. They can control the conversation better with some buyers, and they won't be duped by being told that there's no more money in the pot, which is often a lie.
It's
So.
interesting that we had the head guy of realestate.com, which is the Rightmove equivalent in Australia, on this sofa 6 months ago. He's actually an ex-Brit, although you wouldn't know from his accent. And he said he's in Rutland, and he put his house on the market and met the boss person, and then after that, never heard from them on viewings, offers, anything. Do you think that's typical of all estate agents in the UK, that basically it's just the manager or the valuer, and after that you never hear from them?
Oh, well, that is the problem with the estate agency model. It's in my business, estate agency, Myers, the estate agency is the capability to broker someone's property in at the very highest value. So we're property brokers. We broker price out of people's house. So there's never a chance that somebody would have paid more. So in order to do that, we found through being open now for about 10 years, that young negotiators who've been in the job 6 months just can't do that. And valuers who want more valuations through recommendations so that we can sell ourselves as a higher fee agent are able to sell properties for a price that's more than the person expected to get for it, using different techniques to achieve that. And that needs a lot of skill to deploy.
Yeah, how do those negs actually get that experience if they're not actually negging?
Yeah. So what we do is we call the old system seesaw agency, where, like your friend said, the person turns up to take the instruction, you don't see him again, and then you just get these other people turning up, and they could be maybe five, six, seven, or eight different people. So you get the guy, but then he disappears. So it's sort of like you think you're getting one thing, but you end up getting another. So what we do is we think the future should be deploying just one guy who comes over and he says, this is what's going to happen. And then he sees the whole thing through with assistants watching how he does it. So we've got two assistants that run through that. We have an assistant that runs through the negotiation, viewing and sales process.
Okay.
And then we have an assistant that runs through the after sale process once the deal's done. So yeah.
It sounds very similar to the YouMove model, where you're always dealing with the person that comes to does the valuing, does all the viewings,
Yes.
does all the negotiating, does all the feedback.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that they seem to win all the awards?
Yeah, it's all about service,
And their fees are pretty good as well.
and YouMove are a good business, and I think they're extremely good. And we've just brought on Paul Sheard, who is their old business development manager. He now works for us as from last week.
Good operator.
He's great. Good and we're very lucky to have Paul. So we believe that the U-Move model was what we would have built if we didn't have little kids and we didn't have challenges. And we, you know, if we had the money to build it, and we started off with nothing, we'd never borrowed any money, we built everything we've had. So that model is the right model, it's the Australian model, the American model.
But doesn't that mean, though, that you're limited on what you can earn and how many properties you can take on?
No. That's really interesting you say that. Because as a regional manager, I've worked 11 offices at the same time with negotiators in. So scaling up an area with self-employed agents is absolutely fine. But also we limit our recommended dose of property register to 34, because we worked out that using the specific steps we used to win our 1.5% fees, 34 was...
1.5?
1.5, yeah.
That's not bad.
We do 1.5 or walk away fees.
Is that including VAT or plus VAT?
Plus VAT, yeah. So it's 1.5% or walk away. That's the model that we work from. And actually, if you work on a 1.5% fee, so if you bring a self-employed agent and another self-employed agent into your location, and you take 60% of their self-employed income, then you can earn a really good business without actually having personally more than 30 properties to work on at the same time. So it's just bringing the U-Move model. It's bringing estate agency minds from the Foxton's days and the American and the Australian model. Been over to Australia, been over to America to meet people who've got brilliant, you know, businesses, and they've told me what to do, and I've just done it. So,
why do you not think that UK estate agents will change? Because that, you know, this idea's been around for a long while, but getting people to change, getting the industry to change is, it's all stacking high, pile them high, and as soon as you become a valuer, you're allergic to talking to people when you go out the back.
Yeah. I don't think the agency business hasn't got much confidence in the UK, because we've spent so long being people who have just been doused with petrol at parties and things like that for what we do. And actually, I think it's an amazing line.
Do you think
of
that's
work.
What needs to change? The way we operate as agents will change the way our perception in the UK PLC is.
And I think someone's just got to go and change it. And when we started with nothing to lose in our garage, people copied that model. So you've got people starting in disused cow sheds after that. You've got U-Move starting up north in a certain way. And our model was the first of its kind that I knew about in the country, and I know exactly what was going on at the time. And I think it's amazing what I see, the change. There's amazing people like Perry Power. Stephen Brown is a big fan of bringing in new ideas. And Sean Newman, brilliant, fresh ideas. You know, some of these people now will not be beaten back. They will make agency a much better business for clients to work with, and it will become a much better business to work in. And then people like valuers will have a life cycle that goes a lot further, and they get a lot more out of their life, a lot more satisfaction and fulfillment.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the next video, so thanks very much.
Thanks, Chris.